gathering and that. And God, what? I mean, all of a sudden we're stepping in. It's serious. Got to, you know, you've got rent and things going on. And one of the things God just spoke to us about, you say you have faith, but he's going, go ahead and step in. Faith is risk. And if you don't step into what God's saying and doing and risk, not stupid risk, but the leading and direction of the Lord, you'll never know or never see where God is able to meet you and do amazing things. So I go, we've gone from a retail or a little outlet shop to two buildings. And you even put us in the paper with our sprinkler system again. And thank you making mention. I go, it's amazing to be established, to be in a home, and to kind of be moving forward, not having to move, not doing something new. So can we just thank the Lord, just his faithfulness in supplying and to pouring into? Father, you've been so good. 98, we stepped out in this amazing thing that you called and said, I want you to do a lighthouse in a mountain town, in a resort, and I'm going to supply. And Father, you've so been so good to us. Your grace and released and made provision for us for all different things, for expansion, for homes, for a place to come to meet. And we just bless you, and we bless the offering in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll just divide the two directions. And one of my favorite scriptures and one of the themes for tonight, and I said there's going to be some announcements. Don't, you know, you could go fishing or go do something, you know, with your time tonight, or you could come to church. And there's changes going on, and I laugh because, you know, it's kind of like people go, if you miss, you go to a meeting, nothing happens. You miss a meeting, and it's like, are you kidding? That happened? That took place? And so tell me all about it. And I don't, it's just how that sets up. The other thing, you ever notice if you invite someone, you invite them to a meeting, think it'll be just perfect for them. It's the worst meeting ever for them. Why'd you invite them? But if you don't invite them, they should have been there. And it's a perfect meeting for them, and you wish they were there, and you're ready to call them. I don't understand that stuff. So that's beyond me. I almost think God has a sense of humor, and he just sets it up and keeps us guessing. And if we come to all the meetings, then we're fine. Just looking to see, we have artists here. How many have seen amazing artwork? Gone and like, you know, it's behind glass. You can't even get too close to it because they don't want you to touch it, breathe on it, come near it. It's just look at it from a distance. What do you see when you see art like that? Do you just see the picture, or does it cause you to actually reflect upon who painted it? Their skill. What were they thinking? What is the? Is it a picture with their emotions, their feel? I mean, there's so much in it, and what does it express? It's an amazing expression, but when you look at the artwork, I believe it displays the artist, and you go, "What gifting! What amazement! The person behind this," and you just, you know, sit in awe of their ability to do something like that. Well, in Ephesians 2:10, it says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. The word workmanship is it is poema, and it actually means, it is a word that communicates master, designer, creator. And it says that we are under the hand of the master artist, the master creator. That he, by paint stroke, is doing something that will amaze people on canvas. And that canvas is the canvas of our lives. It is the adventure and the journey that he has designed for us, created us for, and said, I chose you, you didn't choose me. In other words, he gets to choose what he's going to paint on. And he brought it into this time and season, specially designed for what was in his heart. And in saying that, I want to come back. Our mission is to, for the Lighthouse, and we prayed, and Mike and Karen have sat through so many discussions on this and gone back and forth, different ones, the journey of going, God, what is a vision? What are you called us to do? And what we keep coming back to is this is a place to belong. Why belong? Because we believe that you're invited through these doors and you don't have to jump through any hoops to come through those doors. You don't have to confess Jesus Christ as Lord. You don't have to tithe. You don't have to sing, dance, waddle. You don't have to come up and, do some crazy thing on the floor. You come through the door, you're welcome. Our doors are open. Why? Because we believe that people need a place to be on their journey, whatever part of their journey they're on. I believe some people never get to Christ. But when I look at someone, I go, you're somewhere on that journey to knowing him. I just don't know where. And I let God be the judge of that. Mine is to, whatever part of that journey you're on, encourage you farther towards knowing, trusting, believing in him. Our church, we believe this is a place that you come in and belong. Hopefully, with hearing the word, the worship, being around a culture that believes, confesses, loves God, and does amazing things in and through their lives, that you'll go, Romans 10. Jesus Christ is Lord. He's amazing. He's not a Lord, a God. He is the God, the only God. He actually, he chose me, and I feel his hand calling me in. And I want to surrender everything to him because the blood of Christ is the only answer for my life to cover me and cleanse me and give me a hope and a future. Amen? There's the next one, and that's what I want to talk tonight about, becoming. How many have seen a canvas partway done? Is that sad or what? Especially when you can't tell fully what it was going to be or you can't tell where it was going, but you look and you go, that was really good. But they left it. We're all, like I said, I'm not there yet. But until you get to the end, the canvas continues. And the strokes continue and it never stops. It's a journey that never ends until we pass to the next place. Or like Enoch, you just kind of disappear one day. But Ange, could we throw some slides? I'm just doing history. That should have been going behind me. Before I bring you up here, you're in here, but actually I did a few. Oh, that's a good video. Yeah, in the process of becoming, people need experiences that stretch them, and they need friends and a culture that help them to experience different things. Amen? How many know, you know, it's hard sometimes to go it alone. So there were some friends along this journey. She caught the one and only fish of the journey. She is now...
you got this.
Let's hear it for Ange. That actually is not fair just to show that without commenting. These two came to us kind of dressed like this. And we took them in. We said, you don't have to do anything, no hoops. Everybody's welcome through the doors. But we did make them sit in back. No, I think that was your costume, little cooking. I think that was your guy's costume for a Halloween party or something we were doing at the church. Woo. Mazatlan. Oh, Ange was head of our school. Took the group out on missions. headed up. She was doing. Actually, I'm not sure if that was your school or transition just after. I've got a series of photos, actually, of the lighthouse. Okay, you've got them intermixed here. And Ange actually stepped in. You were teaching, you came up, you were teaching, tutoring kids, private kids, and you guys decided you'd just take a year off, and then another year, and then another year. And Ange has been a part of our team. She's been part of the ministry team. She's been part of the, headed up the school, but really given herself to ministering at the lighthouse, for the lighthouse, through the lighthouse, and also into the community in different roles. And there's more. She, while she was here, she also disabled sports, did grants for them, reached out and build relationships kind of across the grid out there with work in the newspaper. We pray, and how many know sometimes what you do isn't always up here? And hopefully not everybody's going to be called to be up here. It'd get really crowded, and we'd have to ask someone to sit out there once in a while. But it is powerful when someone comes into town and spends a year or 2 years, 3 years, and it starts ticking by, and you begin to see the effect of them reaching out into the community and having that kingdom effect, not just in the school and training kids, but then taking and demonstrating the very things that she was showing and teaching out into the community. And Ange, we just, I love, you know, you didn't come here just to believe. You already came a believer and a loving God and mature in so many ways, and you connected, and we didn't know your first picture there with the glasses and stuff. We knew you belonged when you and Kylie, you know, wore those in back. You know, we're a crazy group and a different group. But to be able to reach past here and into the community and how many lives you've chosen to affect in that. And actually, Stevie and Karen, would you come on up? Hello.
Yeah. So this journey that she's on right now to move to Denver kind of came out of the blue. And she will try anything. She will do anything. Don't put me up here. So one of her gifts is writing. She's an amazing communicator. Verbally, she's an outstanding teacher, in the Word. She has a brilliant mind. God's used it in great ways. But she was, getting her a master's in theology? No, she was working on that, pursuing that. Had a job here as a writer at the Sheet. When God kind of out of the blue started opening up, pursuing a career in journalism. And so here was her first trusting God no matter what. He sent her to Egypt on an internship, and she didn't give it a second thought. She did after she committed. She said yes, and then she thought of some of the stuff that can happen in the Middle East, and then she said, well, I already said yes, Lord, so I'm going. And she got some international journalism experience and got some publishing done there. And then he has opened up some opportunities. We're hoping. She's trusting him. She's interviewed and is moving to Colorado to further that opportunity, but knows that it was God and is trusting him no matter what. And so just like that fish, I don't want to touch it. I'm not sure about it. She'll give it a whirl, and she's led many, taken many of us on adventures with the Lord, on our missions trips with the school, with teaching. She wrote a book, has already written a book, is in the middle of two other books. There's probably two more behind them in her thinking, in her plans. But we've been really, really blessed to have her here, and so. For one who trusts God no matter what and is developing her giftings that God has given her, it's really, really, really been a privilege to have her with us.
Mm-hmm. How many countries have you been to?
Oh, I don't know.
Don't play that game with her.
Yeah, over 50?
Oh. Yeah, around 50.
Around 50. 50 countries. And how old are you? No.
Less than that.
I didn't say that.
So, Natalie and Jamie Nelson, I know you both have babies in your arms, but you guys are going to come up. And anyone else that would like to come up and pray with Anne, just we'd send her. We have a little gift for her from the Lighthouse. And
yeah. Kirk and Toddie. Yeah, I was going to say some of you are
Katie.
Students.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't even tell you, this will probably make me start crying. What an honor it's been to have you as a friend and a sister here, and that doesn't end. We know this community always goes out and out and out, and And it's such a really, really cool thing. But I'm so grateful for the opportunities that you have opened and that you've given your life to and that you've made room for others, including Jamie and I. She pioneered so much and then just gave it away over and over and over again, not only in the school but in several different areas. And we're really, really grateful. And we're so honored to have you as a sister, as a friend, as the woman who stood beside me in my wedding, and on. So, thank you. Yeah, Jesus, open the doors for Ange as she's pioneered so much for others here. I ask that you would pioneer for her there, that she would step into doors already opened, and that she'd step into a whole new realm of authority, and that she'd walk in greater measures of you. God, that you would just open things for her that she dreamed of here, that it would be easy there. And that it would, things that she was like, oh, I'd love to see that. That this would be the season of it. That this would be the season of open doors and stepping into more. But God, I ask that you'd so far surpass what she already is dreaming of. And that she would be like, wow, I actually never knew that this next step was possible or the one after that. And that as she enters this next season, that you would give her everything she needs in her tool belt, completely accessible and so quick on the draw that she would just, she'd feel so ready and so that everything would be there for her, God. Just go with her in every way. Send your angels ahead.
God, I just thank you for Ange and what a friend she's been. I can't do this. I thank you for her heart and just what a good friend she's been through everything. I pray that this next step would be easy and full of peace and full of friends that new ones and old ones, and just that she would see your hand on all of it. And I just want to thank you so much for what a good example she's been to me of a godly woman and how to keep your heart right through all sorts of things. And just how much I look up to her, and I'm going to miss her. Someone else take it. Next.
How about one more?
I just want to say thank you to Ange Ange really walked me through so much. I went to school when she taught there and has been a friend since, and for me and Toddie, my wife. And I would just say, just help us walk through so much and keep our heart right and really been there. And yeah, just we love you, Ange, and God, I just pray you just bless Ange on this travel and the move. And God, thank you that you go before us and that you plan. I just feel like God has just friends already lined up and community and people and just stuff you're gonna step right into and just know it's his will. And God, we just thank you for that. We just pray that there's just amazing people that come alongside of her. And God, just glory to glory. I believe just the community here that loves her so much. I pray that this, I just see that happening again.
Mm-hmm. Father, we pray for friends that would actually push her farther. That would hear God with her and encourage her in what he's saying, would continue to take risk around her and draw her in, that there would be a wind behind her back of the Holy Spirit. As God, you are you are doing things in her life that only you can do, and you've placed talents there, and we just ask an anointing on the talents and gifting that you've placed within this vessel, that your glory, I just believe, Lord, you want to release your glory in dynamic ways in and through her. Give her influence that continues to expand and go from sea to sea. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, so I know we don't send everyone, celebrate everyone, but let me say this, God celebrates each and every one of us. You may be going, well, that's really neat for her, but I go, each of you, each of us, we send someone off, we celebrate their life. Let me tell you, God is not like, oh yeah, I'm into them and not you. I want to encourage you that what he's doing in your life is as incredible as in hers. We've got a few more. We wanted to throw a little bit of history because we've got another thing we want to go from. Remember the hot dog? Some of you were there. We gave hot dogs out at 4th of July. The line just kept going and going, and we had people coming to church 2 and 3 years later said, we've just been waiting for a Sunday night that we were in town that we could actually come to the church that gives away food. We've never been anywhere that you just get free food and you get blessed. Celebrating, actually worshiping out in front of the building across the street, which is now the Times building. There, I had another one. There's flags waving, but everybody in town kept asking me, they go, why was your church dancing in the parking lot out in front? And this is highly spiritual. The glasses, tuning forks, I don't know, it's kind of new agey, but, you know, it was really fun. Our old building, original building. See, the band was on the side, and then it actually went to the back, but it was just funky and full. We never wanted to leave. How many know sometimes you have to leave something to go to the next stage? We had flowers out front. It was just so funny. It just seems so like home. It's where we started, and they tore it down, and that was hard. I don't know how many were there. I'm looking around, not too many. We used to do Easter baptisms when Hot Creek was open. Literally Easter morning, we'd go down. Sometimes, in fact, one time I took my shirt off after the baptism, laid it on a rock, put a dry shirt on, picked up the wet one, and it was frozen stiff in the time it took me to put the other one on. Another one of the barbecue and just hanging out in front of the building. And 4th of July. We actually got this statue from Washington, D.C. and brought it in. Some of it looks like some of the people from here. Stacy Campbell. Different people preaching in the building across the street. Three guys brought beers in to listen to her because they saw something on the board that looked like sex. And so they came in and they wanted to see what she was going to talk about. They finished their beers. You know, they hung out through all three beers. And out at the station, we had the campfire. Whole conference group just went for it. And it just rocked. How many remember fire tunnels? You can see the glory of God there in the back. People coming through are still a bit shiny. No, God did. And then Michael Dalton. How many know that he gets going? Al was keeping an eye on Jamie. He was getting a little wild for 4th of July. And they just put him off. They put him off limits in the back. How many remember the Chi Chi lights? Look up. How many have seen the new lights? There's change. Let me tell you, there's change. How many know that our church wouldn't be the same if people didn't ski and snowboard? Right? Ryan, we wouldn't have even known Ryan would never have never had him part of the church. Will Hart, preaching. And he asked for a few that would want to come up and get a little prayer. I think everyone came up. Of course, then we have Chris and Jamie. He's the pirate. And then Doctor and Cowgirl, this 4th of July party, or no, Halloween parties. This is one of the few pictures of Eric Johnson with a mustache. It's the only picture I know of him with a mustache. Does that look a little bit like my stash? I don't know. He wanted to copy me. Ann, is that Ann? Is that Ann right here? How many recognize her? And Natalie. Yeah, we asked people to dress formally at church, and that's how Ann came. Mike Phillips remembers the old building. They're kind of mixed. This was the first building back when some of the first conferences. Reese and his daughter, Alistair Reese. if you look, the place would just pack. And there were the Chi-Chi lights around the edge. We still had them. Woo! How many know that couple? I think that was before a couple of kids. No, I think you guys had one at that time. Campfires, camping, dancing. Why the photos? We've got a history. In our history, one thing that I can tell you is that we want to hear God and do what God's doing. Want to step out and move and connect and be a part of what he's sharing. And we believe that God is continuing to what? Grow each of us individually in the same thing that we believe in the individual. How many know that that's the same for the church? That God is continuing to mature, expand, and grow the church. The Lighthouse movement is actually, we're in 5 different nations, but right now, things are stirring a little, and we're praying into Ryan and Lauren, Japan. We're looking at different countries. We have different leaders that are beginning to respond to the possibility that God might be putting lighthouses in some other areas. And it's growing. And to me, it's exciting. The funny thing is, what you see up on the board of just this kind of crazy church life seems to be going around the globe and people experiencing it. Camping, missions, outreach, kingdom, praying, kingdom dynamics, just kind of going after God, individuals growing and going different places, continues to take place. And we have some news for you here, which one of the news, and I don't know if I've ever introduced them, but actually, Pete, would you come on up? Phil, would you come on up? Chris? How many know what these guys have in common? Yeah. Besides sexy, they're all wearing shorts. We have a building team, which are people that are involved in different ministries and doing different things in and through the church. We also have an advisory group that we're able to bounce off, pray with, and look to get counsel and direction. And I'm actually on the group with them, which is really fun. But I think you guys don't always know behind the scenes. It's not one person running the show or two people running the show. We really look for and do things to want to hear God and move by what he's saying and doing. Stevie and I had some prophetic words and different things going on, and we're like hearing different stuff. But the advisory group actually prompted something that we'd been hearing from the Lord, but the timing and how he's going to do it and that was still a bit of a mystery. And I'm going to let Pete share, is kind of leading the charge with the group.
Well, I'm going to. So as a board, we've been praying with Dave, and I think it's been over 9 months to close to a year. And you know, as we saw Jamie and Natalie come into the school and seeing their gifts, it's been about how can we bring support more to Dave and Stevie and what's going on in the Lighthouse, and how can we, what is God stirring, and what are the gifts that he's dropped, and, you know, to actually be here, not only for you guys as grandparents, but he also put them here for the community and the church. And so one of the things is that we've been looking at is saying, you know, should Jamie and Natalie come on full time? And, you know, after the school, not just come in and just be school administrators, but how can, as the church, could we support you? Could the church walk out in faith and see, have full time, you know, pastoral staff that partners with Dave and Stevie? And so we felt like in this time is that the timing has been great from a transition from the school ending, is not ending for good, but just ending this school season. Is how do we transition them into being a full-time pastoral staff here at Lighthouse? And so I think as a group, we all rallied together and said we believe that this is the next step that God's calling us to, is to see them come on full-time. And so we're really excited as an advisory board for Dave and Stevie to have the support. But as well, I think as we look at the things that we can do in this community, I think going back to the things that Dave's talking about, you know, to belong, to believe, and to become, is, you know, that takes a group of people to do. It's not just, wasn't meant just to be on Dave and Stevie, and not all of us aren't doing that together, but I think it's also will be very helpful for the church to have a full-time pastoral staff that's helping us rally all of us together to be able to do these things. So from a goal and from a, you know, things that we look at, the primary focus is, you know, we'll see that for Jamie and Natalie with Dave and Stevie's oversight, of course, is for the Sunday night, church, family, community, and school and missions. And I call these aggressive goals, and I think, you know, to be honest, I don't know how Dave and Stevie have done it all on their own. I know it's all of you together, but again, these are very aggressive goals, and to have the Lighthouse Global Movement as well, I think we can all see that there's a little too much to be on just two people's shoulders, and I think that we need more to be coming underneath to be able to serve our local community so that Dave and Stevie also can serve our global community. And so as a board, we're just looking out there and saying that, you know, what are they going to be doing in those aspects? And some of the things that we've come up with as a board that we're excited about is seeing Jamie and Natalie's talents, but is with Jamie with teaching, is, I don't know if all of you know, but he has a Bible degree in theology, and seeing that come to more of a teaching series, and then even sharing those series so that to the Global Lighthouse Movement, and seeing us even as a Lighthouse Movements, even being together in those series and even teaching some of those people. I think that we're just seeing just different things happen in the just from a teaching point of view. And from Natalie, who has launched the first Lighthouse Church in Wanaka, and seeing her even come in here and now come into this place. And I think, you know, there's just different gifts that we see all of us having, or the core team there having to be able to affect the goals that that are set here for the local church. So, I mean, I think, you know, in the end, I think that just as we look at things, I just see you as a board, we're just very excited to see you guys have the support, and welcome Jamie and Natalie to coming on board, and we're hoping that as a team we'll also come up when they need us to serve to help meet the goals as well, that we're all here together to help meet those goals.
It's good. Filler. You guys stay up here just a sec. You can't run off yet. So we're staying here. We're not going. But Jamie and Natalie would be coming on. Have we had staff before? Well, they've actually been staff with the school. So what we'd be doing is extending that the school plus. They'd oversee the school and the church as far as pastoral and teaching and that. Stevie and I would remain senior leaders. We'd stay here. We're still going to be a part of. We're not going anywhere. To me, it's kind of it's an exciting model, because so many times you see one group comes in and, you know, the older one retire or move or whatever. I'm excited. Just the team increases. We're really believing that it's what God is saying for the Lighthouse. we keep sending people out and celebrating, and it's awesome, but we really believe we need to prepare for more coming in and for what God wants to do and how to strengthen what's here and to pour into what's here for the future. And we really believe that we're at that stage, that next stage of going forward. But before we kind of bring them up, and I want to bring the building team up, and we're going to pray for them and set them in, I'd really like to ask you if you have any questions, or I noticed, I think most of the guests have left now. You ever feel pressure? You know, you feel pressure like, okay, they're here. What are they going to think? And I go, okay, tell people they can leave whenever they want. You don't worry. Okay, I went a few minutes over. And then if you tell guests they can go, you know, if it's boring, it's kind of like, hey, just leave. You're like, well, I'm totally released. You know, they could go and it's their choice. No, I'm not have to worry about them. So we're kind of family. Are there, and I want to invite you, is there, with the transition, do you guys have any questions or thoughts? John?
Are you still going to be ministering on Sunday nights at times?
At times. What we really hope, and here's a shift, and we're still working this out, really looking for Jamie to set it up. Do you know what I mean? To set up more, him and Natalie to pray and do more studies and direction. And if you know Jamie, he's not going to do all that. He's going to invite people in to teach different parts. You may see Rachel. You may see, you know, different ones, Mike or Phil or, you know, different ones. And he's going to go tonight or next Sunday or two Sundays up. Why don't you pray about this? Do you know what I mean? And so we're going to see more of that, less of, I get bored listening to me. So I'm kind of excited to see it change up. So, if that helps. But I will be here, and I still will be ministering. In fact, I might get to minister more out there. Oh, no. A lot of, I mean, people work all their lives for retirement, and it's their goal. For Stevie and I, to be honest with you, don't believe in retirement. I don't see anyone in the Bible retiring. I see them running a race till the race is done. And when it's done, they're gone. And so our view is, God, keep painting on my canvas and continue to change it up, because I want to continue to grow into what you're calling me to do and to be. And to be honest with you, just this step is a challenge. Stevie and I are like, I'm not really sure what to do with this next step. But we know that more is going on globally, and we're trying to figure that out. And yet here, I really am excited, because I feel like you guys, there's stuff that I'm not, I feel like I have giftings in some direction, and by adding Jamie and Natalie, it's bringing in an area of gifting with teaching and that should complement instead of do away with. Do you know what I mean? Should actually add to what's going on. So no, I'm not retired, but sometimes I do get tired. Coop.
Does Jamie have the ability of growing the mustache like you?
He's actually going to cut his hair and glue it to his upper lip. Yeah, no, not a prerequisite for, yeah. I can Photoshop my mustache on anybody. I have a picture of one with Natalie with my mustache. Yeah. So, other... Okay. Any, you know, it does, it just... always. I did have to get rid of the store. My doctor said, yeah, that could be dangerous for my health. Oh, yeah. Ryan.
Since whenever I get together, there's like whatever common business.
15%. You had me cheap at 10, so adding them is 50. That would be amazing. Yeah, we're praying into miracles like that. No. Okay. And Ryan, I know where you're coming from in that. And I really believe as a people that it's just kind of like family and we all share. Now, with the advisory group and just the finances, yeah, it's really a change for all of us. We've had staff before. If you remember Ryan and Ryan Bauman and Sean Latsky and we had our two African interns. We had Peter Johnston, worship pastor. We've had Seiji, who was doing all the sound and movie. So we've had in the past, so it's really stepping back in to that, and it is a major change for us. And yeah, that will be financial, a greater burden. But we're really believing that on the other hand, if we're sowing in correctly, that there's going to be increase. We believe that even, you know, as a church, as we're maturing, I see so many of you actually continuing to increase in, tithing, giving, your generosity. Anyway, thank you. You guys have been amazing. Linnell. We have one of the smallest budgets I know in the world to run a church. We've had so much in volunteer staff and a low. I couldn't break it down for you right now, but is that what you're kind of wondering? We actually have a budget, to be honest with you, to raise 10 grand a month. What Karen said, if we hit 10 grand a month, we're hitting budget.
That's what I was
wondering. Okay, I knew, and actually that's lady to lady. I know, us guys, are we answering it? No. if we meet 10 grand a month. By the way, we as a church tithe, and I've said it before at different times, but sometime we'll break that down for you. We believe we give to into children's, into orphanages, into the camp, into different missionary groups, because we believe as a church in tithing, not just bring it in, but we believe it's got to flow out as well and into the people. Amen? Any last? Phil Haggard.
A comment to that is that this is, I think, the only church in town that is not supported by some greater denominational structure someplace. It's the only church that has a building of its own, and in large measure, the reason for that is that Dave and Stevie have pastored all these years being tent makers, supporting themselves from their other full-time job, and have taken nothing from the church other than in recent years on the accountant's recommendation that they had to take some salary, so a token salary they have taken and donated 100% of it back. And so that's why this church, as part of the blessing of why we have the campus here and we've gone so far, is because of their service. Yeah.
Just another question. Without that sort of special generosity that comes from the leadership of the church,
Yeah.
Yeah, $10,000 budget per month, and about $6,000 comes in.
Okay, so the rest of that budget comes from?
Periodically, someone will win a competition.
We actually, yeah. Someone
really
will actually have someone give a bigger donor who will give it.
But so.
I think that part of our vision for moving forward is looking back to what started us in the beginning and how did we grow and how did we prosper in the beginning, and that was through outreach to the young adults, the skier snowboarder community that came to town. Dave and Steve opened their home. We had Pizza Church. It was reaching out to these unchurched groups, and so that's where we came from, and I think that's where we need to do that again. We need to sort of backfill with this outreach because of the nature of our community here. With when most of our demographic is young people, and they are coming through, they're here for a season, and they're going other places, and So that's part of the picture of raising up Jamie and Natalie and plugging them into more of this role, the pastoral staff kind of role, is that is going to be that outreach, which we think is going to result in further growth and health and vitality and therefore prosperity of the church.
Hey. Well, that's good. Thank you guys for the questions. And I hope, was that good? Was that helpful? To be honest with you, it's just like, you know, it's really okay to ask. We feel like, you know, and that is, you know, at some time we'll break down the finances. You know, some people want to look more into that. I go, to me, it's exciting to see what God's done and what he continues to do as we move forward. What we believe is we're not to stop. Yeah. We continue to step a little farther out to risk and to pursue what he's doing. I don't know. He just keeps being amazing. So, and we believe in you. Do you know what I mean? We believe we're all in this together. And yeah, it's going to cost more, but we believe actually it's going to feed more, and the feed more is going to grow more and release more. So with that, thank you. Those, I know all the kids are gone, all the little kids are gone now and families. Is Natalie here, or is she with? Okay, would you guys want to come up, Natalie and Jamie, and the building team, would you want to come up? Would you guys want to share anything?
What would we not want to share?
Yeah, we do.
Well,
I'd like to start off by handing the mic to Natalie real quick.
It's mine. And this is how it will be. Just kidding. So... No, we're really, really honored. This is something that both of us have dreamt about,
have walked in different ways in different areas in the past, and we're just really excited. It's kind of hard to know even where to begin. You know, when you like start something and you're like, but we could do this, wait, we could do that. And I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I get distracted and like, but I'll start there first, and then I'll start there first. And so it will be definitely a time of focusing and hearing ideas and just putting things together, whether it's even decorative things and meetings and inviting people in. And we have so much on our hearts that literally I don't think Jamie and I have stopped talking about this since we first heard it was even a possibility. So we have pages and pages of notes and ideas, and what if we tried this, and what about that, and what if these guys, oh, these guys mentioned that, and so all that to say, we're very excited. We're really open, and we want to hear ideas. We want to hear thoughts. We're here for you guys. We're here to serve my parents, to serve these teams, to serve the Lord. That's a given. No. But really, that's our heart, is to not like, hey, we're coming to take over. That's not it at all. We're coming to bring, we're coming to help. We're coming to bring and gird up things that are already happening. My parents, so that they could do more. For all these guys and all these different teams, so that they could do more. That more people would be flowing through every area. And that's our heart. Our heart is to come in and to serve and to see things happening and to see what's already here and what's already going, happening even more so. And being able to do that full time means that we get to put all of our efforts into things that people have volunteered so much into. And we're so grateful for that. And we just want to come and help those things that are happening. So that's what we dream.
One of the most basic kind of impactful sayings that I heard years ago from my dad, quoting another friend, was, "He who serves the most leads the most." And so I always thought, man, let's be servants, you know, in everything that we do. Let's come in low and let's lift people up. And so we really, you know, we're super honored, like Natalie said. And it's just our heart to be a part of what God's doing here. And what God's been doing here is raising people up, you know, and sending them out for years and years. And so we're excited to be a part of that. But we also want to be able to be listening to the Holy Spirit and just go, okay, what else are you doing? What else is stirring that hasn't been released in fullness yet? Or where could we jump in and figure a couple things out that would just set a group of people on fire or draw a community in or whatever it looks like? And so, you know, we're really in a listening mode right now of just, Holy Spirit, show us what to do with our time and where to begin and which things are on your heart right now. And then how the heck are we going to do them? So that's really a prayer request that's huge on our hearts. If you guys are praying, is, Lord, speak really clearly. And just outline, you know, what are you doing in this community specifically? And what is going to be unfolded here that's going to be released around the globe as we pioneer things in this house? So we're excited.
When you read through Scripture, you realize when people step up forward into a place of leadership, it also, it's even with marriage, you know, John, I'm thinking, you know, you step up and things change. The world changes around you. And you're in a higher, you become, how would I say, a greater target for the enemy. You become, it's more challenged. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like you took a back seat. Before I became a pastor, I fought it for a year. I go, I don't want to be this, because I knew the cost of stepping into that role. I said, no. You know, Albie's like, you're going to be, I want to ordain you. And I'm like, no. I know what that is. I'm not doing that. And I refused to step up until I really felt like the Lord said, now, this is the time. And I really believe God's going to back you. But I share, I believe them stepping up, they're going to need greater, not just financial support, as you said, Linnell, but they're going to need greater prayer support. The other is participation. That these two are big on activating people. And as a church, as a group, my thing is to get rid of "I can't" or "that's hard." Look at Pete up there. Do you know how... When I told Pete he was going to stand up and share, you should have seen the response. He was so excited to get up and grab the microphone.
Yeah, he did.
Did he do great or what?
Yeah.
He had to step up. I encourage you, God is asking all of us to step up. And by putting them forward, I believe we're all stepping up, not just financially or not just commitment, but I really believe there is a encouragement to participate more, because really that's what's in their heart. And you can resist it and say, we'll just see what they do. Or you can go, you know what? Things are changing at the Lighthouse, and I want to participate with what God's doing for this next stage. And I encourage you, that attitude as a group will actually release us into new dimensions of faith, of kingdom dynamics, of expression, and the return is you get blessed. Mm-hmm. You step out, you get blessed. You step into, and you begin to reap some incredible blessings. Amen? So I've taken a lot of words and stuff, and do you guys want to step a little farther forward, kind of right up into the... These are different forms of leadership here, and wanted to lay hands and put them in. But I'm going to ask you to stand and or sit if you need to sit or want to sit, to extend hands towards them. And can we just bless them? That, Father God, we believe, according to your word, according to what you've spoken prophetically over us, over them, over the church, over the future, that we are agreeing with you, not just making a good human decision, but instead, Father God, we believe the brushstrokes of heaven are on this moment and this time, that you are painting a picture for the Lighthouse for our future, and you've put them in this place to release more of your grace, mercy, teaching, understanding. Father, we just stand in agreement, and we command empowerment over these two. We command empowerment to be released, to move in and through them. The thoughts that they think, the ideas would be from heaven, that, Father, you begin to download incredible revelations and understanding. You begin them strategies from heaven. Father, that their team players, I pray that you'd begin to highlight people in the church and around the community that you want to pour your grace in and through them on, and Father, to begin to serve and bring them up greater and higher and call them out. Father, we're just standing in agreement as a community of believers and saying yes and amen to the grace you've released through Jamie and Natalie. Oh, we do that. No.
I just really felt that this is something that's supposed to seal it. And it's also for Dave and Stevie. For Dave and Stevie, it's not a stepping down. It's an advancement, and we talked about that. And for Natalie and Jamie, for them, the word outreach is huge. It's an outreach to this community that's going to grow even more. I mean, it's been huge over the last 11, 12 years. But it's going to grow even more, I feel the Lord saying. You're reaching into, yes, the young realm of the kids on the mountain, for sure. And I felt that the Lord said, too, you're reaching out to young families because we're going to see the child care grow. And we're going to see more and more of the next young generation come into the church. So you're starting with zero through, you know, 80 years old, maybe 90, but I really feel like it's something about the next generation that God wants to do that's just tremendous with the little ones, the teenagers, and the young adults, big time. And God has given you a grace and favor from heaven. He knows that you have everything that you need to reach this young generation for his glory, in Jesus' name.
It's super funny. It's totally for you guys. I saw Jack and the Beanstalk, but you guys are the magic beans. And I did. I saw God. Like, he didn't toss you out the window, but he purposely went out and planted you guys. And he planted you really deep. But the theme of the story is that stock grew overnight. And I honestly, this is super rad tonight, just seeing you guys take this step from where you guys have come from and where you're going. But I honestly believe, like, God's going to grow you guys overnight, that you're settling into a place he's designed for you to be. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get to climb that beanstalk. You're going to get to climb to the top, that you guys are growing to reach heaven and the rest of us get to come along. It's super good, just the vision that I see. So, Lord, we just release that over Jamie and Natalie right now. I ask, Father God, that even though growing can be very difficult and stepping into those places, Lord, even though they'll fit perfectly, it can still be a hard transition. I ask for peace. I ask for your grace, God, that they could just constantly turn their face towards you. I ask, Lord, that this church would step up and just fully support them in their hearts and what they're doing, knowing that they're looking towards you, God, and that we get to go along for the ride. And I just ask, Lord, that you would just pour out your spirit on the Lighthouse Church. Lord, this is a season of breakthrough. I watched it happen with John and Angela. I've watched it happen with my parents. I've watched it happen with Dave and Stevie, and I'm watching it happen with Jamie and Natalie. God, it's a season of breakthrough, and we're ready for the change, God. We're ready. We're ready to step into this place as a church, and we just release them into that, Father, in Jesus' name.
Lord, we just, Lord, we pray, Lord, that they be, as we walk in faith, Lord, to put them here, Lord, that they'll be a catalyst for the Lighthouse global movement, Lord. We want to see full-time leaders, Lord, in every area, Lord, where Lighthouse is going, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that this will be the catalyst, Lord, for them to be inspirations, Lord, for them to raise up teachers and leaders and with Dave and Stevie, Lord. And, Lord, we just ask, Lord, that they create a model, Lord, that's sustainable, Lord. We ask there for a sustainable model, Lord, that can go throughout the globe, Lord. And we ask, Lord, for divine revelation, Lord, of how to even what a sustainable model looks like, Lord. We don't always have an answer of what a sustainable model looks like in a resort town, Lord, but we ask, Lord, for gift from heaven, Lord, to be able to do that. And, Lord, we ask that to be repeatable, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that you raise people around him, Lord, and help him make it repeatable, Lord, across as a movement across the globe, Lord. And, Lord, we ask that we just be able to do that as a group and as a leadership team, Lord, that we work together, Lord, and figure this out so we can spread, Lord, your gospel across the world.
Just as I was standing in the back watching just what was going on, I feel like there's significance with the fact that you guys really are family in the natural. And, you know, that it's. I saw a picture of you guys, Dave and Stevie, passing a baton to you guys, almost like a relay. And that you guys, it's not you guys stepping back and you guys going, but I saw that there's this teamwork and there's this synergy that's going to be coming as you guys are receiving the baton, so to speak, and that the family that's represented is, you know, what you guys are releasing in the community as well. And so, Lord, we just thank you for that. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. And, Lord, I just ask that they, as a team, would run faster and harder and longer, and that there would just be great vision.
I see the smile of the Lord on you. It's just, because it's when you start following your destiny, he just smiles. So we just bless that in you. We bless the plans that he has before you were born that he created for you to walk in. We bless it now. We bless it for both of you, and we bless it for you together because you're stronger together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And he says, follow the yellow brick road. And there's going to be signs to follow and signs that you leave for others to follow. So yeah, just be, have grace for one another, have love for one another. Yeah, seek wise counsel when you don't know. And we just bless you. And his smile will follow you.
God reminded me of something that I just want to say to you guys. This has been a season. Oh, the Lord had put this word on my heart of first fruits back almost a year ago. And that is what kind of birthed what the conference came out of, that the Lord was speaking to me, how it had to be different, and there were different things. And at that time, I didn't quite understand, but when the Lord said for Wanaka to come, and when the Lord told me for Kelly Clark to speak, that it was a season of first fruits out of Mom and Dad, Dave and Stevie. Though they are the lighthouse, we are all the lighthouse, but God has really birthed it through Dave and Stevie. And so when we had this discussion in the building team and everything, I was really excited. And so I went home and shared it with Forrest. And Forrest is like, well, duh, don't you get it? They're the first fruits of the Lighthouse local. And so we looked that up, and out of the first fruits comes increase. Increase and increase and increase, because we can't just stay who we are and stay in this place. And no, I mean, Dave and Stevie are amazing people, but God had said in Genesis, go and multiply. And that means a lot more than just getting married and having babies. Yeah. So I was just reminded of that you guys are the first fruits.
That's good. Hey. So how about a yes and amen?
Yes and amen.
Woo! Blessings. Thank you, guys.